بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue now into part 23 on the rejectionist Shia's creed regarding faith, Iman. And in the previous talks we talked about their corrupt creeds regarding the belief in Allah and in the belief in the angels and the books. And in this talk we'll focus on their corrupt creed regarding the belief in the messengers. The deviant rejectionist Shia's deviation in this matter is that they believe that the Imams receive revelation. Rather, they said, إِنَّ الْأَئِمَّةِ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا بِالْوَحْيِ. The Imams don't speak except by way of revelation. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, chapter 17, page 155, and volume 17, page 155, and volume 54, page 237. And also they're saying regarding the infallibility of the Imams, and that it's a must to follow their sayings. So they gave them the level of prophethood, rather, as we will see later, level which is higher than the level of the prophethood. They went to the extent that the prophets, alayhim as-salam, are followers of Ali, and that some of the prophets were punished because they refused to give allegiance to Ali. And this is what before the existence of Ali. And they attribute in some of their narrations to Ali, of course falsely, that Allah presented the allegiance to the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, and whoever attested to that, attested to it, and who denied, denied it. And that Prophet Yunus alayhi salam denied and rejected it, so Allah put him as a punishment in the belly of the fish until he attested to the allegiance of Ali. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 26, page 282, and in Basair al-Darajat, page 22. And they have many, many narrations to this effect, which their reference Al-Majlisi mentioned under a chapter entitled Babun, chapter Tafdiluhum Al-Anbiya, them excelling the prophets, volume 26, pages 267 to 319. And from here they came to the conclusion and to the corrupt creed that the Imams are better than the prophets, and that the Imams came with miracles to establish the proof against all creation. The first matter, them considering the Imams better than the prophets and the messengers. We know that the messengers are the best of creation and most entitled to the messages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared them because of their perfect ubudiyyah, slave worshipping to Allah, and submission and conveyance and da'wah and jihad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best where He places His message, as He mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 124. قال الله تعالى الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته. Allah knows best with whom to place His message. So they were distinguished by having the rank of messengership above all mankind. And Allah decreed upon the creation to follow them. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 64 وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we have sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. And no one from the creation excels them. And this is the creed of true Islam. This is the creed of the followers of Islam, Ahlus Sunnah. And Ahlus Sunnah are on the creed that any single messenger or a prophet is better than all the awliya. This creed developed to be adopted by or to be the principle, a principle or the principles of the 12 Imamites. The author of Sahib al-Wasail admitted to this and put a chapter in his book, page 151, entitled that the Prophet and the Imams, the 12 Imams, are better from the rest of the creation, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the 12 Imams are better than the rest of the creation from prophets and angels, etc. And the narrations in this are numerous. And in Bihar al-Anwar by Al-Majlisi, he put a chapter entitled Chapter The Excellence Above the Prophets and Above All the Creation, and that the covenant was taken from the prophets and also from the angels, meaning to give allegiance to the imams. And that the messengers who are firm on the deen became firm in the deen because of their love of the imams. Because of their love of the imams. You can refer to this in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 26, page 267. And they gave narrations which mounted in some of their references to 88, attributed, of course, falsely to the 12 Imams. And that they, the Imams, are the word of Allah. And that they have knowledge, they have greater knowledge than the prophets. This is entitled in Bihar al-Anwar, chapter, a full chapter, volume 26, page 297 to 298. And their Sheikh Ibn Babawi, in his creed, which is known as the Deen of the Shia, the Imamite Shia, he affirmed this principle of the Shia. And then he said that we must believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create a creation better than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Imams. And that they are the most beloved of the creation to Allah and most honored. And that Allah created the creation for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for his household, the Imams. And had it not been for them, Allah would not have created the heavens and the earth, nor the Jannah or An-Nar, nor neither Adam nor Hawa, so forth. This is in I'tiqadat Ibn Babawi, page 106 to 107. And the author of Bihar al-Anwar related this saying of Ibn Babawi. And he asserted that their imams are better than the rest of the prophets, and that this is a matter which is not doubted, he said. And that the narrations are numerous supporting this claim. Some of their shuyukhs even authored specific books regarding this, like the book Kitab Tafdil al-A'imma al-Anbiya, the book of the Tafdil of the excellence of the Imams over the Prophets, and Kitab Tafdil Ali alayhi salam ala ulil azmi min ar-rusul, the excellence of Ali. This is his title, Ali alayhi salam, he said, over the most firmly established messengers, the five, meaning Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is for Hashim al-Bahrani, who died in 1107. And also Muhammad Kadhim al-Hazzar, and Muhammad Bakhir al-Majlisi, who died 1111. And others. And this is the same creed which was also the creed of their so-called Imam al-Khomeini and those who follow him in our times. So those who consider him to be their Imam follow him on this creed. This is established in his book called Al-Hukuma al-Islamiyya, the Islamic government, as we will talk about it later. So those who give allegiance to Khomeini and consider him the Imam of this time to them, then they follow him on this. And Khomeini was on this creed. In fact, they don't even question what Al-Khomeini says. They say that not only the Imams are better than the Prophets, but rather whatever the Prophets deserved from merit is only due to the wilaya, allegiance that Ali deserved. Their Imams say in the book Al-Ikhtisas, page 250, and Bihar Al-Anwar, 26-294, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not entail the creation of Adam with his hands except due to the allegiance to Ali, the wilaya which Ali deserves. And Allah did not speak directly to Musa except due to the wilaya of Ali, which he deserves. And Allah did not establish Isa ibn Maryam as a sign except because of his submission to Ali. And if we just give time to, or try to allocate time to their narrations in their Bihar's books, we would not be able to finish. But we're trying as much as possible. Even still we are going in length, I consider, but we're still trying to minimize as much as possible from these narrations and just to give the point of evidence to an extent whereby people know that we are not bringing things from one single source, but rather from many of their sources. And at the end of this series, inshallah ta'ala, we will summarize these matters and put them in one talk, inshallah ta'ala, so that people can review them there, and if they need details, then they can go to the details. So this excessiveness regarding the Imams, and that they are better than the Prophets and better than the most well established in deen from amongst the Prophets and Messengers, itself is refutable on its own. You don't need to exert effort to refute it. It's naturally refutable because it is in opposition to the Quran and to the Sunnah. We know that Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu denounced preferring him above al-Shaykhain Abi Bakr and Umar, and threatened anyone who would utter this that he will whip him. And this has been narrated from him from more than 80 narrations, standing on the pulpit in Kufa, saying, خَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بَعْدَ نَبِيِّهَا أَبُو بَكَرْ وَعُمَرْ. The best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr and Umar. In fact, in some of the narrations of the Shia, this is mentioned. And we came across this earlier, as in Talkhis al-Shafi, volume 2, page 428. And if it shows anything, that if this is cited in some of their books, given all these numbers of narrations which they have, in which are in direct opposition to the saying of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this again by itself shows the futility of this madhab. Also, they attributed miracles to the imams, which prophets are only entitled to by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about the type of these miracles? First, they want to emphasize that the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the proof and the evidence upon His creation only through the imams, and therefore they must be obeyed blindly, since they have made them higher than the prophets, and that they are the proof against the creation. Then they established for them certain miracles which are, if you examine them, are like hallucinations, superstitious knowledge of what occurred, knowledge of the occurring, knowledge of that will occur in the future. They bring life to the dead, they talk to animals, they see the actions of the slaves by way of a column erected, a column of light that exists with them since the time of their birth. This is in their books, Ayun al-Mu'jizat, and in their books like Yanabi' al-Ma'ajiz wa Usul al-Dala'il for their Shaykh Hashim al-Bahrani and others. And they speak directly to Allah, and they ascend, and that Allah enabled them to sit on the throne, and that the earth speaks to them, and that Iblis spoke to Ali, and even they gave him attributes or miracles before he was created even. They have so strong attachment when you sit with them, and if you had the possibility, or sometimes you may see them giving talks during the time of Ashura, and they bring some of these myths. They mention many of them, rather. This is even broadcasted on their radio stations. It's very much like the works of magics and hallucinators and dreams. And they say that this is from the affirmation for the foundation of their madhab. A great deal of this is centered upon their graves, and this caused their followers to fall into shirk, open door for shirk. They have chapters, like in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 42, page 311, al-Bab al-Tasi' wal-Ishroon, chapter 29, ما ظهر عند الضريح المقدس من المعجزات والكرامات, what appeared by the holy tomb from miracles and extraordinary matters, and the miracles appearing by the graves of their imams, as in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 45, page 390. They wrote books specific for all these things occurring by the graves of their imams. Al-Majlisi reported many of this. From that is the cure and the healing of illnesses which are incurable just by standing by the graves of their imams, as in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 42, page 317. Not only that, listen to this, that the animals go to these grave sites of their imams seeking cure and healing. And this is an animal which rolls over the grave because of its need for a cure for its womb. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 42, page 312. They made their imams, who are in their graves, being able to act like the living. And so they brought many stories. From these stories is that these occupants of the graves from the imams can be given deposits to preserve. Like in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 42, page 318. And if you maybe check around this, you will find that thieves propagated these stories so that they go and get all these deposits from there. You never know. Not only that, the tomb can be addressed and it will be, and the people get the response. So what would you think of the impact this thing have on the followers? Just examine today, the preparations today for the thousands and thousands of these 12 Imamite Shia preparing to visit the grave of Musa al-Kadhim in Baghdad. Each one carrying his request. Shirk, darkness on top of darkness. Every year this visit, this is like the in masses, other than the daily visits. Yet we know, still, scattered here and there, some reports in their books attributed to some of their imams like Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq denouncing these acts of worship. One of these reports say, Wallahi, by Allah, if I attest to and agree to what is said about me from the people of Kufa in Iraq, then the earth would swallow me. I am only a possessed slave to Allah, unable to do anything of harm nor of a benefit. This is reported in Tanqih al-Maqal, volume 3, page 332. And this is where Ahlul Sunnah stand clear, alhamdulillah. Ahlul Sunnah, who don't ascribe partners to Allah in worship, they pure from that. But from Ahlul Sunnah, who do the same things by the graves as the Shia or anyone else. So what's the difference? Even if they call, we are from Ahlul Sunnah. The point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the prophets and the messengers, sent the prophets and the messengers, and sent with them the books, calling for pure tawheed, free from shirk. So the position is a position of principle. So today, masses in thousands will be marching to the grave of Musa al-Kadhim in Iraq. to call him besides Allah or to the exclusion of Allah, to ward off harm, or to bring so-called benefit. When the prophets do not possess this, this is what they led their masses to, their followers, because of these hallucinating stories and myths regarding their imams, infallible and levels reached higher than that of prophets and messengers. Is this Islam? What's the difference of this from, what's the difference between this and the creeds of incarnation, the creeds of shirk spread in many parts of the world? Same thing. Deifying other than Allah, or besides Allah, setting up partners, or to the exclusion of Allah. This is against the pure essence of Tawheed. And once again, as we end each talk by saying to Muslims, don't be deluded by politics. Don't be swayed away by anyone who is in a disagreement with the Jews and who is fighting with the Jews every now and then silent for a while, and then don't be deluded. Don't even be deluded by so-called victories, because victory is not a sign for the good creed. And if we need to give examples, then you know. Non-believers fight non-believers and they win. Is the winning and victory a sign for their creeds? No. Don't be deluded. Look to the creed and let your allegiance be based upon the creed. This is what you're going to be held responsible for on the day of resurrection. So, meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the correct creed and don't be swayed away by the deviant ways and misleading ways that try to shadow this matter. And look, keep your look keen based on your creed, then the matter will be clear to you. These are times of distinction, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did before with other nations. The truth will not come to be known as a truth without the presence of falsehood. And therefore, the distinction, and then after the distinction, the victory for the believers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this matter firmly established with clarity to us and to all Muslims. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.